University Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
University Records.
Your radio
without borders.
University Records.
Your radio without borders.
Hello, you are listening Diversity Records.
We are young people from all the parts of Europe.
Today you listen to voices of OSH, interviews and sound creation. But first,
listen to Vox Populi at the market.
Okay, so how many languages do you speak?
Only two languages, French and English.
Did you travel this year abroad to another countries?
When I was young, I traveled in Spanish, in Spain. When I was a student, I went in English 1 week in England.
Mm-hmm. So, and did you visit any country this year? No. Okay. And if you want to tell to stranger why he should visit the friends,
yes.
What would you say?
The buildings in many cities, for example, in Paris. We have the Tour Eiffel, l'Arc de Triomphe, and in each cities, we have many things for travel. We can take pictures, the natural parks, and so many things to do.
Okay, that's it. Thank you so much.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it's okay.
You.
Sorry.
Combien de langues parlez-vous at l'école?
Alors. One perfectly French, and two not perfectly English and Netherlands, because we are from Belgium, and in Belgium we speak Netherlands.
And vous déjà voyagé dans un autre pays d'Europe?
Yeah.
Et tout.
Yeah, a lot of England, Sweden? No. Switzerland, Deutschland, so Spain, Mallorca, Italy.
Great. I'm Italian boy.
A lot of Germany, Holland, too.
Que conseillez-vous de visiter en France?
Paris, of course. So the French, la Bretagne. Bretagne is very all region is all part of the country is beautiful in French. It's it's always different, and each part of the country is typique. Yeah. So, yeah, Paris, all part.
Merci.
Merci.
Okay, merci.
Merci. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
How many languages do you speak?
French and English.
Okay. Did you travel to another country this year?
Yes.
And which one?
Which one? Canada, Belgium, and that's it.
That's and where do you want to go next?
Next, maybe in Congo.
Like for the vacation only, or
To see family.
See family.
Because my husband is from Congo.
Okay. And if you want to recommend to some strangers why they should visit the friends, what would you say? You can say it in French.
Maybe. To eat, because it's good to drink, and for the landscape, it's beautiful.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Thank you so much. Have a nice
You're
day.
You're welcome.
How many languages do you speak?
Only two for me.
Two for me. And which one?
English and French.
And Spanish and English.
Did you travel to another country this year?
Yes. Portugal.
Portugal.
To Madeira.
And do you want to travel to another one?
This year?
Or the next year?
Maybe.
Maybe Japan next year.
No, maybe Japan, Colombia, yes. We travel.
And why should other Europeans visit France?
Like what you will say to strangers or foreigners why they should visit the friends?
Oh, Oh, because of the food. Yeah.
And because of the landscape also.
Yeah, the landscape, the food.
And which places do you recommend?
Not Paris.
And now the south east.
We come from Brittany, the west part of France. Yeah. It's very beautiful. And there's not too much people. And the south, but not the east part, the west part of south is very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
European Talks. We make your voice heard wherever you are.
Wo auch immer du bist.
Ovunque tu sia.
L'ascoltatori butto.
Good afternoon to everybody. We are here in Mobile Radio. I am Gerardo and we have here with us Ramona.
Hello.
Hi, Ramona. Ramona from Romania. This is for you the first time in French?
No, this is the first time near Toulouse because I was with Erasmus program with a scholarship in French in France in Lyon.
Okay. Ramona is here today for explain to us how travel with not much money. How you beginning to travel with this this way?
Okay, my story about traveling starts in the summer of 2014 when I heard about Erasmus Plus project. Mm-hmm. And I got accepted in my first youth exchange, which was in Poland. And after this, I realized that it's a big world that should be discovered. Mm-hmm. And I start to follow the opportunities for youth and students.
Okay, amazing idea to beginning to travel. And travel is cheap, usually take you not in comfortable situation, no? Did you have a funny experience, a funny story about not comfortable situation that you found?
I have one just from the first youth exchange.
Yeah.
We were a group of six or seven girls mm-hmm. who were supposed to travel to Poland. We met for the first time in front of the bus station. And there was a minibus that was supposed to take us there. And we spent 16 hours or more on the road. Yes. Because the organization that sent us there was thinking that it's better to go in this way to Poland.
Yeah, but now you have an amazing story to tell, so it's good. Before you tell about Erasmus Plus, but you know other kind of thing similar. I don't know, for example, Workaway. I don't know. You use other way, other website.
Yes, I use also the opportunities for students like scholarship or internship abroad. Mm-hmm. I didn't make an internship, but I know how to apply for one.
Okay.
It's the same as scholarship. And I also work abroad using Work and Travel, mm-hmm. which is a private company.
Okay. Did you have some website to suggest to who listen us now? Some website to visit for understand how beginning travel with this funny and genius way?
It's not just a website, it's mm-hmm. The European Union Opportunities. It's the Work and Travel, which is a separate branch, and there are different companies in each country that can offer you this situation. It's true that for the beginning you have to invest a little amount, some money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's little, sometimes it's not so little, but in the end, it's an investition, yeah. And you will recover your money.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
it's not like go one week into Corfu to do party.
Yes.
Here you put money and you come back. Come back this money.
There are also opportunities of volunteering,
okay.
from Erasmus, but also other associations, and you can go in Europe or all over the world.
Yeah.
Just finding a project that fits to your interest and spending one summer in
and
I don't know which
one
country.
More question, sorry. You know also a last minute cheapy way for travel?
Because Erasmus Plus, you must prepare before the last minute. For example, tomorrow I want to travel cheapy.
For traveling cheapy, there are some platforms for where you can find cheaper ticket flights or cheaper accommodation. It's not a rule about this, mm-hmm. but it's a little bit harder with on the last minute.
Okay,
I think.
And the next travel that you will go?
Now I don't have booked any next travel, but I go with the flow, and whenever it comes the opportunity, I go for it.
Okay, good luck and bon courage, come di sia Oce. Merci. Thank you so much to Tino in technical part. Okay, stay tuned to everybody. Thank you, Ramona.
Thank you.
Woo! Do you want to discover more
about our interests?
Listen to the
following interview. Welcome you all to Mobile Radio Studio. And today's topic is a very interesting one, a very interesting especially for the Western people, because it's about yoga. And yoga, as we all know, is a practice that is best known in Asia, and especially the southern part of Asia. But today I'm interviewing Tino, and Tino is from Austria. And the question that arises here is, what relation has an Austrian with such an Asian practice? So, Tino, I welcome you here.
Well, thank you.
I want you to tell us, for start, some general things about you and your current life.
Well, my name is Tino from Austria. I'm from Innsbruck. And since quite a few years, since 2011, I would say, yoga is a big part of my life. And I bumped into yoga not in Europe but and not in Asia but in South America, so it's
came so to it's an intercultural experience.
It is
great.
Actually, I think it was in 2009 where it was the first time I was traveling in Mexico, and there I tried some yoga, and it was the first time that I felt it had an effect on me. And I
was
felt
it in
like
a group or alone?
It was in a group, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was realizing, okay, it's not only some stretching techniques, it's actually something that can really affect also the mental plane. And
it
not
has
only
also a spiritual effect.
Also, it's a different story, yes. Yeah, and since then it's kind of part of my way, and now I'm not really into teaching yoga. I teach it a little bit, but it's not my main purpose. Yoga is more for myself than for
to teach to others.
Teaching it
to be the teacher. Okay, and who introduced you yoga? I mean, it was it something that you generally had in your mind that you wanted to be involved with it, or someone came to you and said, oh, Tino, you should come to us. I'm in a group of yoga.
No. As I said, it was just by accident when I was traveling, and I met someone who offered yoga class, and I joined.
Wonderful accident, so.
And then this in Colombia was the next time where I met a yoga teacher. He was actually teacher of salsa and yoga. And I joined his classes, and then he offered me like a training for a few months, and he gave me a good foundation, and that's where I realized a bit more about what it is actually about.
Yeah. So perhaps this teacher was a teacher generally involving techniques with the body. All in all, was it a dance? Whether it's a
no,
dance
it was or? It was more physical. Yeah, he was focusing on Hatha yoga. You would say Hatha yoga is the part that is it's focused on physical practices and cleansing practices, but it's, because there are many yogas, but the most well-known, especially in the West, is Hatha yoga, which is the physical.
Hatha yoga, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, what's the difference between meditation and yoga? I think there are two things that they're closely related.
It's not a difference. I mean, meditation is a part of yoga. There is Hatha Yoga is a part, and Raja Yoga is another part, and Raja Yoga is more focused on meditation. But actually it is said that you should start with physical yoga, because if you want to practice serious meditation seriously, then your body must be prepared.
Yeah, it starts aching, yeah. Your back especially.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be able to sit for some time without moving. And if your body is not feeling well, then you sit for 2 minutes and you start to have back pain.
So you definitely need to have the physical stamina to endure this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so meditation is a part of yoga.
It is.
Yoga is everything. So there are many types of yoga, perhaps.
Yeah.
Can you name some of them?
Types of yoga.
Yeah.
There are different ways of separate or organizing yoga. One way is like you have the outer yoga, which is Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Kriya Yoga, which is mainly practices that you do, like physical practices and meditation practices and stuff like this. And then there are like the inner yoga, which is Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, and Gyan Yoga. And this is more, it's more about cultivating inner attitudes. So Bhakti Yoga is, for example, it's the most religious yoga. Usually, for yoga, it's not necessary to believe anything. It's necessary to practice. That's kind of a difference between yoga and religion.
Yeah,
you don't have to believe.
It's close related to religions,
But Bhakti Yoga is like the most religious one, the one where you worship also gods and goddesses, and where you do prayers and stuff like this.
Yeah, and you visualize words and whole situations that may derive from religious sins. Anyway, so there are two main categories of yoga: the ones that lead you more to a religious and more spiritual path, and that's that lead you to a more physical, but they're closely related. To simplify this,
to simplify it, you can say it's every yoga has the same aim. It's always yoga. In the end, it's always a spiritual aim. Yoga means union, and it means in religious terms, it's union with the individual self, with the higher self, or with God, or whatever you want to call it. But it doesn't have to be the aim for the individual. You can also practice yoga for better health or for less stress, or whatever you want to do. But in the end, in classical yoga, the aim is always high spiritual aim. And it doesn't matter if you practice Hatha Yoga, for physical yoga, or if you practice any yoga. It's always, the aim is always the same, but there are different ways, different paths to reach this.
Okay. Aim. And let's close with one historical question. Can you tell us a bit more of the history of yoga, the origins, and how it came to Europe?
Well, that's a big question.
Summary.
And actually, I'm not very good at this historical part.
Okay.
But there are a few Indian yoga masters in the beginning of 20th century that spread yoga to the Western world. It first came from India to America, to USA, and then to Europe. And one of them was Swami Shivananda. He was one of the big yoga teachers who spread yoga to the Western world. But also Iyengar is one of the famous names.
These are two great names, perhaps.
It's a big question.
It's certainly. Yeah. So about the future, I bet you're very willing to continue practice yoga and perhaps to introduce to others.
Yeah, definitely. It will stay with me. for the rest of my life, I'm sure about that. And it's very helpful, lots of helpful tools that are useful.
Wonderfully, I hope it does. So, people around there, give a chance to yoga. Goodbye.
Thank you.
What's the sound of Osh?
Listen to it.
Have you ever been to Greece?
To Greece?
Yes.
Not continental Greece, but Crete.
Ah, yes, okay. It's Greece, yeah. How did you like it? The country, the food, the people?
It was just incredible.
Okay.
I was there for the archaeological sites and places, and also ceramic.
Have you ever been to Greece?
Yes.
Did you like it?
2 times, yeah.
And okay. What did you like?
Culture, landscape, food.
Okay, and what about people?
People? Yeah, nice. I don't remember.
Good answer.
How did you like the people, the country, the food?
They are very nice and friendly. Yeah. It was just paradise. Yeah, I met some potters that have
there are still lots of potters.
7,000 years with them, and they continue.
Have you ever been to Greece?
No.
Have you ever been to Greece?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever been to Greece?
No.
No.
How is this possible? Only 2 people have been to Greece? Oh my god.
What languages are you speaking?
French.
French, yes.
How many languages do you speak?
French. French? I speak French.
Have you ever been to Greece? To the country?
Yes. In Osh.
Oh, you live in Osh, but have you been there?
Sorry,
okay.
My English is very...
Nobody speaks English in here.
Do you know of Greece?
Dress?
No, but... okay. I think that's going to be enough.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio
without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
It's up to you.